Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, Lauren and I are giving you our 6 best tips and some bonus tips on how you can have more confidence when you go in the gym. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get started.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Lauren, so you and I are Group X junkies. Like, we are always in the gym, but it is either training or teaching. So I'm curious, when's the last time that you actually went to the gym and just like did your own thing?
The idea of just going into a gym and just like working out seems kind of strange to me. Like, people do that and they have a good time? No, I'm kidding. But I actually did this just yesterday because I misread a text and I thought this class was going to be going on and it wasn't. So I had driven like 30 minutes to this special gym and I just had to like work out on my own because I wasn't going to just turn around and leave. So I felt so weird just hitting up the cardio machines and hitting up the weight floor, but that's what I did. What about you?
Well, it's really weird because right now, obviously since I just moved here to Indy, I'm not teaching or training. Like, I'm just doing my, you know, 8-to-5 job, which is so weird to me because I feel like I have all the time in the world. So that's like all I've been doing is I just now tonight tried my first, well, other than your class, I just now tried like my first group exercise class. But other than that, I've been just bebopping around the gym and it is like, it is the best thing in the world. I think it's like a treat for me to just do my own workout because it's so rare.
Plus, you've been going early in the morning at your apartment complex, and it's like a smaller place, and you have it all to yourself. So that's kind of like a home gym.
It really does feel like it because there was I got up in the morning, but then, you know, Joey was going again later. So I was like, oh, I have nothing to do. I guess I'll go work out again like a freak. And but there were so many people, like it was packed. Like it's a decent sized gym, but I mean, it's not a huge gym, right? It's a free apartment gym. So that's my motivation to get up at 5 a.m., literally walk downstairs, and it's like a home gym all to myself. It is beautiful.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So today we're talking about how to have confidence when you go to the gym, when you're just going to the gym, you're not going to a group X class, you know, you're not meeting with a trainer, and what to do so that you can get a great workout and not worry about if everyone's looking at you, basically. So our first tip is, unless you're looking for a date, don't worry if people are watching you. And I will say, you probably should not be looking at a date at the gym. Not because it's wrong to date someone that you met at the gym, but because I don't think you should be like actively looking for a date when you're trying to work out. Like, just go there to work out. If somebody hits on you, hopefully they don't. But like, if some hot guy hits on you, then like, cool, go from there. But you know, there's so many girls that are just like, not to be rude, but let's just be honest, they like get ready to go to the gym so that they can just like be seen. Okay, well, that's not us. We go to the gym to get shit done, to get a good workout in. And that's one way to build your confidence, is just to kind of like go inside your own mind, not worry about if anyone else is looking at you, because you're there, you have one goal in mind, and that's to get a great workout in. So that's tip number one. Don't worry about if anyone's looking at you.
But on the flip side, tip number 2, we want you to choose your outfit wisely. Okay, you know we're all about the clothes, but nothing kind of makes you feel more self-conscious if you feel like your shorts are too short, or if you forgot to do the yoga tight test, right, where you didn't bend over, like you're afraid your underwear is showing, or maybe you tried a new shirt and like your chest is hanging out. Like, I don't know about you, but if I'm trying to lift weights or pick something up and I know like my chest is hanging out, I don't know, maybe I'm just like Miss Modest over here thinking like, oh my gosh, people look at me or my underwear is hanging out. So choose your outfit wisely. Like, pick something that you feel good in, and that's one less thing to worry about when you get in the gym. So tip number 2, choose your outfit wisely.
Our third tip is to come prepared. Like, you got to come with a plan, or else you then will find yourself wandering around. And that's when you kind of think like, okay, gosh, I shouldn't even be here. I don't know what I'm doing. And we want you guys to feel confident. We want you guys to go into the gym and have a game plan and know exactly what you're going to do so that you can get in, get out, and get it done. So whether that is getting some workout routine online or whatever it is, make sure you have something ready with you. Your music's ready. You have your headphones. That's always the worst when you forget those. You have your headphones, you have your music, all that stuff. So you're just like ready to go once you get there.
I always try to, even like if it's 5 minutes before I'm about to walk in, because I'm a disaster if I go in without a plan. I will be, if I have no agenda, like I'll be there bebopping around getting, I'll be there for like 2 hours when I could have gotten in a better workout in 30 minutes. Like just slow. So I'll, even if it's 5 minutes before, I'll do something like quick, like the bulk of my workout, like on my notepad and my phone. I know Paulina like writes all her workouts in this little book. Then she brings it everywhere. So if she gets stuck, like, oh, what do I want to do today? She can just flip back to a previous workout. So it's quick, efficient, in and out.
Yeah. If I go to a gym without a plan, I'll just be like, okay, I'm going to hit up the ARC trainer. And then literally this just happened to me. And then I'll just stay on it for like 10 minutes. And then I'll be like, I don't know any exercises. I should leave. Even though I have 1 million exercises in my head.
Or I will do like 10 reps and I'll be like, okay, that's good. I have to have it like in writing. Otherwise in my head, I just can't commit. I have commitment issues. I'm like, okay, I did it 2 times. All right, what now? And I get distracted.
Yes, I could not agree more.
All right, so that's our tip. Come prepared, have your headphones, have your plan so you're ready to go. Our next tip, tip number 4. If you're nervous or, you know, you're following these tips but you're still a little on edge, try to check out the gym at the off hours when it's not at peak hours. I know like for my YMCA I used to go to, you could actually Google that YMCA and on Google it would pop up on the side these little graphs that showed the peak hours, like how busy it was. And of course, you know, your peak hours are going to be like your 8 a.m. and then maybe a little bit at like noon or lunch hour. And then, of course, right after work. So check that out. Do a little research. Just ask the person at the front desk. They know best, you know, when are peak hours. And yes, it might kind of suck if you have to wake up early. But if you go and lift, you know, early in the morning when there's no one there and you have the place to yourself, the next time you walk in there, you're naturally going to be more confident because you've been there, you've done that. The only difference is there's people.
Yeah, and you can usually find time to do this on a weekend, so like a Saturday at 2 p.m., you know, or a Sunday really at any time. The gym's usually not that busy on Sundays. You can walk around and find a good spot to like, okay, this is where I'm going to do my core. This is where I'm going to stretch. And this is like the general area where the free weights are. So I'm going to go here first, and then I'm going to know where I'm going to go to stretch after, that kind of thing. Because if you don't know where things are, then you have to wander around. You have to kind of go around and look. And I just feel like once you find yourself wandering around a gym, that's when you start to feel like, okay, I know where the locker room is, so I'm just going to go there. I'm going to try to take a cute selfie that people aren't going to make fun of me for. That's hard to do. All right. So tip number 5 is go to a GroupX class, just period. Just go to a GroupX class. But go to a GroupX class to gain confidence and learn exercises. So unfortunately, we can't tell you right now if you're doing a squat correctly. But if you go to a GroupX class, that instructor will be able to tell you if you're squatting correctly. They'll be able to tell you if your back's flat when you do a deadlift and all of those other little cues that are going to make a huge difference on getting results, not injuring yourself, and all of that good stuff. So if you're really new to exercise and you just don't feel comfortable with the actual movements yet, definitely go to a GroupX class or hire a personal trainer for a couple sessions so that you can get comfortable with those moves and then you can then work on your own.
And us group exercise instructors, we love to share our knowledge and tell you everything we know. So don't be afraid to go up after class and say, you know, am I doing this squat correctly? 9 times out of 10, they'll be more than happy to demo you and even show you some other exercises. We get asked that all the time. You know, what are some good exercises for my legs, for my chest? You know, so use them as a resource. They're knowledgeable, they're accessible, and they're there to help you. And I know I do work for the YMCA, but like they're not paying me to say all this, but they have people called like wellness coaches who just work and walk around the fitness floor. So don't be afraid to ask those people, hey, can you show me how to use this? Or I've seen someone do that. Can you show me, am I doing this right? They all don't have a background in fitness, but they have some sort of knowledge of at least how to use the equipment and how to not hurt yourself.
The alternative to that is to do what Katie just told me that she did, which was when she would go to the gym, she would just watch everybody else. Which, you know, I'm sure you guys have seen those memes where like the person standing on the stability ball trying to like do an overhead press. Like that's who you would see, and you would try to mimic that and you would fall on your face. You would be embarrassed and you would never come back. So our advice to you is to go to someone that has some sort of authority, some sort of knowledge in fitness. Don't be just like looking at Joe Schmo next to you, seeing like what he's doing, because you just never know.
Because I have seen some crazy things. Like, I won't tell you the other gym I went to, but the way I saw people using that equipment, I was like, no. You know, I just wanted to go and help them. But at the same time, you don't want to be that person who's like, oh, excuse me, you're doing that wrong. I would love if someone would tell me that, but, you know, not everyone feels the same.
I just remembered there was a guy at the gym tonight who was using this stretching machine, but he was doing a butterfly. So you guys all remember from like elementary school where you would put the, you know, your feet together and your like knees are wide and you're in butterfly. He was like on this machine in butterfly, a man. Okay, that's fine. Do your thing. But like he was looking around to like see if anybody was looking at him. Dude, just like look straight ahead when your legs are that wide. Like just don't worry about what's happening around you.
Last thing on this, when I went to Purdue, that's how I got into fitness, was walking around the fitness floor, and they like not forced us, but it was strongly encouraged at our education or as in our position to go up and correct people. And that was probably one of the most uncomfortable things I ever had to do in life. And my job was going up to like these big guys at the gym and be like, excuse me, hi, me with my clipboard. Can you please put some clips on? Or hey, do you really just keep your shoulders up? Like use your chest. And we had a lot of international students and we had to like go tell them, hey, you can't wear jeans or like you can't wear flip flops and just like the most bizarre things that you wouldn't expect to see, but you see it. All right, so we digress. Our last tip, tip number six, is just understand that everyone was once a beginner. So at the end of the day, you just got to go in there and do your thing and not care what anyone else says. Because I love that quote that says, action builds confidence. Because if you just do it, like just stop thinking about it, just go in there, do it. Even if you're in there for a 10-minute workout, you did it. And you should be proud of yourself for conquering that fear. And next time it'll be easier. And each time it'll get a little better.
Yeah. And as like much as we can laugh at like what other people are doing at the gym, like I don't know any of their names and I probably won't ever see them again, especially if you go to one of the, like a big gym. So don't worry about if someone's like, what is that girl doing? Like just as Katie said, do your thing. And you know, if you're sore the next day and you don't hurt, then you probably did a good job.
Okay. We're going to end this episode with one bonus tip each from Lauren and I of just, you know, we think we've got the in. So we're going to give you a little bonus tip to give you the edge when you're in the gym to make you even feel even more confident. So Lauren, what's your tip?
So whenever I'm going to the gym, not going to a group X class, I like to be as antisocial as possible. So headphones in the entire time. If you have a gym hat, definitely remember to bring that because then you can, when people look at you, they're like, oh, okay, this girl means business. I'm not going to try to talk to her or anything. And that's how we get stuff done. What about you, Katie?
Mine is the gym towel. So this is like a pet peeve and you probably think I'm crazy, but buy a stack of like washcloths and use those as your gym rags and bring your own gym rag, sweat rag, like every, like that is, you bring that with your water bottle. Like those are your, and your headphones. You do not forget those three items because I have seen too many things in the gym rags. Like I'm going to tell you, cause you got to hear it. I've seen vomit, like people puke or spit up and then just throw it in with them. I've seen people blow their noses. And a lot of times the gyms will use like the same rags not always, but sometimes it gets mixed up that they'll use the same rags for cleaning equipment that they do as like sweat rags. So just do yourself a favor, get a nice, cute sweat rag and it's all yours. And just please do it.
So true. I don't think I will ever use a gym rag ever again because of all of those examples. The vomit just really gets me.
If I do, like if for some reason I forget, I just always blot. Like I blot my sweat. Like don't wipe, just blot.
Yeah, or just get like a paper towel from the bathroom. Save yourself one.
Well, that's all our tips. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, please subscribe, leave us a review, and let us know what you think because our mission is to reach more fit friends. And the only way they can find us is by hearing from you guys and by you guys spreading the word. So we hope you have a little more confidence and we'll talk to you next week or Friday.
Bye.
Bye.